This call is being recorded.
And in addition to you who have come with this group, I am also seeing that each of you has your partner with you, this partner who has made their contact with you through hundreds of lives, many experiences, and has been with you this weekend. This one may be your twin soul. It may be the one who is your higher God self, maybe your mental light body, maybe one who is none of these but is very important to you. So each of you, greet the one who is beside you and know that they are here for a great purpose today. I am pleased, as I said, to greet you. And I invite you to sit down now. Sit down on this beautiful, expansive greenness. You can see, you look over your shoulders and see the beautiful waters that form our lakes here. Waters that are full of vibratory rainbow colors and song. Everything has a frequency that it is vibrating to here. Everything has its song. You have your song too. We wish to share with you today that we want you to experience this really, actually. We want you to know that what you experience in your mind is what you experience for real. This is a reality. This is you. This is you. My friends come to pass platters of food around for you to enjoy. And you will see here fruits that you do not know names of. Other fruits that are much different than you see because they are much larger. These are all things that we enjoy down here in war and warmth with one another. We want you to know that everything that you have experienced thus far this weekend is taking you to your new reality, is in part the reality that you are forming now and you are moving forward with. We will not talk about things in your 3D world because that is not what this weekend is about. This weekend is about enjoying exactly where you are on the path, knowing that everything in the world is moving you along. I was here when Mother Gaia spoke to you today and says she is in the fifth dimension. She is holding the door for you, my friends. She's holding that door wide. And those of us from this realm are going to the surface. We are enjoying you around the world. We may even enjoy you more this weekend, but this is a time for us to move out into the surface world to share with all of you the love that we have and the plans for the future. We know that so many of you are good carriers for that which will be coming in the ways of money. People always think about me as a money saint. That is because I've been working on that for so many lives in anticipation of today. And as you continue to hear the words that frustrate you so, the term shortly, soon, all of those, we know that this makes you so irritated, so frustrated. But if you could take your eyes off the money, take your eyes off of all of the extra things that you are looking forward to and be in your moment fully. Let it be, the one who surfed said last night. Let it be. That is a hard road to take many times for those who are walking it. We know that this is a challenge for you. And we say that you are blessed. You are chosen. You are light workers. All of you are doing the very best that you can and the very best that you have. And you may also come to time now where you start to see things much more clearly. You start to have your lines of time change and move around on you. You can find yourself manipulating time very effectively. You can see yourself experiencing lives in various dimensions. You can see yourself as you move forward along this ascension process and you come into the world which you have been seeing. This is truth. This is truth. See that fruit in front of you and take a piece of it. Take a piece of it and enjoy the taste that it is. And know that this is also bringing your body to even higher vibrations. Everything that we do in this realm is about maintaining our vibration. And so you too, in this room, in this place with us today, in this park, in this water, in the crystal cathedrals you see before you, this is your place. This is your place for right now. And it raises your vibrations beautifully. You have seen as many and many of those are talking about when these riches are to come and what you are to expect with those. Friends, let me tell you, they are really not that important. They are really not that important. When you raise your vibration and you move into this higher level, and you will see that the money is really a byproduct. It is all of the good that you are doing, working with Mother Gaia, working with other humans, working with one another to clean the planet and to work on the planet. These are things that many of you are doing right now. You do not know that you are doing them because they are in other dimensions, other times, in sleep times. But as your dreams become more and more visible to you, you will see that you are part of all of these that are actively cleaning this planet. That was many of those questions this morning that we heard you ask about. We wanted to share our information too. So where are you going to live? Where are you going to be? You may be here with all of us in this realm. You may experience life for a while as an Agarthan or a Shambhalan or living in other places around the planet inside. Then again, you may end up on a ship. You may end up on the Mother Earth herself in a community that is based on sustainability. Based on living with the planet, not fighting against the planet. There are so many wonderful things that we are excited to share with you when you come with us. And we are sharing by coming with you at this time on the planet. You may see us in times when you do not expect us. Not only in this room, in this weekend that you are having, but you are going to be seeing us in other times very shortly as well. So today, let us ask questions. Let us see what you have questions about. And I can talk about many things, happy to share with you in whatever area that is of concern to you today. So, who's first?
This is Mahendran. I just want to know, I have heard from my friend that we might be traveling to India after RV to distribute the money to the right organizations and people. Could you please comment on that?
So you want us to what is the word we're looking for? We're looking for us to talk about your future, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. When this occurs, you will not have a lot of time to be traveling because you're going to be moving through this ascension process a little more quickly. You can make time to go to India and do this if you choose, but if you choose not to do this, there is going to be plenty around this area where you live. There's going to be plenty to do, and also for you to see others in other realms and invite those who are galactics into your home. You are going to have many visits, sir. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Come on, have I scared you? That is not what I choose to do. I want to be here for you.
Well, can you comment about our government? I was recently elected. All these different, articles, ideas about this shift to a republic, and others who may be, coming into positions of quote unquote leadership or coordinating the team at the threshold. There's so much information that's
there is so much information out there and so much you can get into. We will say that the election was part of divine order that will be occurring in this planet for the time. However, you are on your way to the ascension process of moving through this period. You will not see the type of government that has been promised for you by all of these people. Everything is shifting. Everything will be different than what they are telling you to expect or to think or anything. In many ways, it raises fear. In other ways, it raises questions. Do not worry about these things. These things are not going to, as I said, occur. You are going to be finding that you will have telepathy developing over the next period of time with one another, and there will not be needs for massive governments. There will be very small increments of governments that will assist the planet, and there is going to be a transition time, but it is not going to be very long, and everyone will be on the same page. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. The Republic that's supposedly forming, is this the vision that you had when apparently you were involved with the, signing of the Declaration of Independence and your visioning for America in the I Am discourses?
That is part of what we said is just not so. Yeah, some of that is being put out there in effort to move people forward, to move people along, to get them past other things that they are worried about. Is this part of the government that I had in mind in the 1700s? Yes, but it is not the government that will be here when the time for the ascension process takes place. Okay?
Okay.
Dr. Wanda, I have a comment.
Yes.
Just the other night, I was getting really involved in the what was going on YouTube about Trump being put in as the 45th president and an inauguration. And I went to sleep And before I went to sleep, I had a revelation. And it actually said that our Heavenly Father and the Son and the Galactics and some of us even sitting in this room who are on the different councils, we threw in the trump card. Donald Trump was the trump card for this time of the year. We chose to bring in the trump card in order to make the changes that need to be made. And I just thought it was just, I couldn't sleep after that. It was so amazing. And we were on these councils, we are just looking down at everything that's taking place on the earth after we threw in our trump card. Trump is not done. He's still things being done with that Donald Trump card. But we're supposed to just sit back, enjoy the ride, not become involved in all of this stuff that we see happening on the earth. Just rejoice and know that good things are coming.
That is a wonderful comment. Thank you so much. Indeed, we think from your side, you think that if one gets elected, then that is the way the direction is going to go. And I'm telling you, that is not the direction that it's going to go. And again, staying on the side and watching this as a movie is going to be the best benefit for you, without involvement, without concern. And know in your heart that as you move through this ascension and the wave of energy comes and touches everyone on this planet, that there will be great differences and no governments that exist today. Okay?
Saint Germain, will the RV happen from December to March time frame?
I said that. Do not worry about the money. Do not have cause to think about the money. It is not the money that is on your ascension process. It is the change of consciousness on this planet. It is the love on this planet. It is the doing good on this planet. Everything else is an afterthought. Everything else will come to you, and you will know that it is the right time and the right place, but it will not be one of the leading edge experiments. As much as you see in the news that you read and those things that you watch that tell you every day it's going to come, it is not. It is not. It is part of all of this, but the more that you take your eyes off of that and onto consciousness, onto frequency, onto love and light, that is where you need to be. Okay?
Germaine, can you expand upon the galactic pulse and what all will occur with that?
Thank you for that question. So the galactic pulse, the event will come. You have been feeling the frequency etched up over the last couple of years. You have the tsunami of love, and you have all of these things. And you've been told that you have been experiencing this particular wave, this particular energy, for the last 6 months. And it will continue, and it will continue to rise and rise until the point in time that it is time for this galactic pulse to shoot from the galactic central sun. And it will come into this planet, come through the sun, come onto the planet fully and completely, and will take every single one of your brothers and sisters on this planet and pull strongly in their hearts and throughout their bodies. It will etch up that DNA and the chakras, bringing on extra chakras. This is a tremendous, tremendous pulse. It will last for a day, but not fully for the day, probably about 15 minutes, but as it makes its way across the planet fully and completely, it will take approximately a day. And then you will be picking your friends and family off the floor. You will. They will wonder what in the world has hit them, what in the world is happening, what in the world is. And this is the time that you will see those armaments from war pass away. You will see that as society picks itself up, dusts itself off, and starts on the new road, that there will be many, many, many changes, including more conscious being, more consciousness in each of your fellow beings. So there will now be new homes structured for the top of the earth. There will be new types of architecture. There will be new types of technology. Everything will be new from that point on. So you continue to be at the end of your race and at the beginning of that road to the fifth dimension. But until this occurs, you will not have full entrance into fifth dimension. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Jermaine. This is Rudy in Glendale. In regards to the event, and you mentioned before Gaia holding the fifth dimensional for us to connect to, I wondered if you could expand on for the individual as well as for the meta of all of us to prepare and what we can do in connecting with Gaia leading up to and towards the event.
I think she spoke for herself well this morning. Gaia does not need any help, but if you take the time to be grateful and thank her for what she does for all of mankind, all of the creatures on and in this planet, she does a wonderful job. So if you take the time to be grateful to her, sending her energy, you will feel her send that back to you. So what else did you want to know?
I meant in regards to us as human beings on the planet and working with one another to, say, prepare so that there's less picking up off of the floor and more readiness for when the event occurs.
Okay. So stop now and eat your fruits in front of you. Drink the wine that is there. Take the time to enjoy this place. You are here with me. So Rudy, what can you do? Finding groups to share with is an important part of what your life is. And finding groups such as this are an excellent opportunity for you to grow. And for once a week, at least, you will have the shoot in your vein that will give you a burst of energy, a burst of joy, and remind you that you are not the only one on the path this way. We have said throughout many different channels that you can listen to wonderful music. You can be around Mother Earth. And we know that you are a healer. So you too, especially, have those wonderful energies moving through you on a very, very regular basis. You are in a good place. So let us say, do what you are doing and know that it is exactly the right thing for you, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You are welcome.
As I'm sure you're aware, Anne DeHart is closing down Hollow Earth Network. Is there any reason why any of us couple people have expressed a desire to keep it going. Is there any reason why we would want to keep it going, or is that something we should let go and just move on without it now?
She is moving with her her direction that she is getting. We would say that if she chooses at this time to close everything down, it is the time for her to do that. This is part of the closeness of the galactic pulse. This is part of the closeness of what you are all waiting for. So I know that she has put in many long hours, and she has put in many, many periods where she has gone without sleep and without care, and she needs to take care of herself. And so the website, yes, we can see that there is a lot of investment there, but we would say that this is her choice, okay?
Yes, but is there a reason for us to keep it going?
No.
Okay, that's what I want.
How will the event impact the animals and the plants on this planet?
Well, you will see there will be a great move towards vegetarianism. There will be a great move away from killing our brothers and sisters, right?
Right. Right.
There will be a great move.
Call recording off. This call is being recorded.
There will be a great move to the new technology, the replicators, and you will see that animals will love one another as well as humans. There will be a shift in all life. There will be a shift in all of life, and everyone will have respect for one another. Our animals here in Middle Earth, they do not kill one another for food. They do not disrespect one another. You can find that large tigers, saber-toothed cats, are in the pasture with unicorns here. You will see this in your world as well, on the surface. Okay? Thank you for that question. That was a great one.
I have a question about animal life as it exists today. Animals, there's many, many carnivores. So will they continue to eat each other to manage the ecology?
Everything will be in balance and perfect when we move into that fifth, the 5D experience. Everything will be exactly as it needs to be, and there will be no more carnivores. They will be a thing of your past. They will eat other items. Yes, we know you are in the 3D experience, but you are moving out of this. Dad, we feel that you have a question.
Oh, I was just wondering about, you know, the ability for all of us to visit and start learning from you, whether that would be helpful as being somewhat of an ambassador status for most of us here to start helping others who might not understand any of these things, to help them transition. And when everybody falls to the floor, as you just said, it might be helpful for some of us to be working with the Agarthans and start learning some of these things ahead of time so we're prepared and helping others through the transition. But I don't know if that's required or not, but it seems like it would be helpful.
Are you enjoying yourself today?
Absolutely.
That's great. Wonderful. So when you move into that 5D experience and you go through that event, the people will no longer have the same kinds of questions. You will not need to have a level of understanding. However, as we said, there are many Agarthans, many Middle Earthans that are on the planet now and are increasing their numbers on the planet. So you are going to be coming in contact. And some of these are going to be mentors. You may experience their mentorship as well. So when you are called into service and you help pick those people off the floor and dust them off, what you are going to experience is full love with them, connecting to them at the heart, and they will hear you. Again, you will be speaking in tables or teaspoonful at a time, and then as that improves and it continues to expand, you will move into tablespoons and larger vehicles for getting them information. But everything is planned, and it is exactly according to plan that will occur. Okay?
Okay.
Saint Germain?
Yes?
I think he was talking about also that there would be a need to pick these people up off the floor if there were many of us called out to teach and mentor these people before that time. And my answer to him on that one is that a lot of us are already doing that. I mentioned probably about 5 or 6 people a day that I tell about these things that are going to happen, and I only give them little teaspoons at a time. So I think that, am I right? Is that what you're talking about? If these people, if we were mentoring them, they wouldn't have a need to fall on the floor.
Well, I was using that as hyperbole, actually.
Oh, okay. I know.
Not that they were going to be laying on the floor and you need to pick them up. Okay?
I know.
Okay. So the experience, we have always been very careful. When people are ready, they ask for information,
yes.
Then you give it. If this is before the event, then good for you. You've got someone that you can work with, or more than someone. But if the after the event, that's when things open, and that's when those opportunities will really become available for all of you. Okay?
How does that occur without any physical faculties for most people to be able to even, I mean, part of the pituitary and pineal gland is required for telepathic communication, is it not?
Well, telepathic communication will be coming in a matter of months after these first changes start to happen. And then that will happen slowly, and it will be in a talent that you acquire. These things are all, they are beyond you in a little bit, because you think, how can that happen? How can someone who is wrapped up in killing, wrapped up in war, wrapped up in sports, wrapped up in all of these other diversions, and don't pay attention to what is in front of them, how can they come about? But I tell you that this galactic pulse that will change the face of the planet will be the effective tool that turns off those parts and turns on those parts that they need, and will be able to see them mature before your eyes. We know that all of you have been working on these things. All of you have been working on your development of your pituitary and your pineal glands, and working on the development of your energy centers, and working on all of this. But you know what? You don't have to work on it. You don't have to work on it. Everything is going to come at the right time. But with a light worker audience such as you, you have been on this path for a very long time. You have been together as a group for centuries. And all of this that you are working on is coming back to you slowly. And you think, oh my gosh, is this ever going to change? Is this ever going to open for me? Is this ever going to be efficient for me? But I tell you, it is. You are so much farther ahead of the pack than the rest of the people who are behind you, trying to be involved with their lives and take care of what they are taking care of, and have no need for this present future. But don't worry about it. Everything is happening according to a divine plan. Okay?
And in that divine timing, is the event going to occur before the second sun arrives?
I'm not going to discuss when it is going to happen, because that is way too much for all of us. Things change as the Earth planet changes, and we are very pleased with the progression of the Earth. We are pleased with the progression of all of humanity. Everything is moving well. Those of you who look, as I said, to the alternative media, and you're looking for big things to happen and want to see that money come through, everything's where it's supposed to be, folks. Everything. The cabal is gone for the most part. They have lost all of their powers. And you are a stable being, one being, many cells, but one being in this planet. And you, as humanity, are standing at that bridge for this to occur, okay?
So why do we need to work on anything then?
Why?
If everything's going to happen in its own time, why even work on personal improvement or anything else? I mean, it sounds like it's going to happen regardless, right?
It is going to happen regardless. The benefit is that you, who are the light workers, will be helping those who do not go into this period with wide open eyes. You have wide open eyes. You know what types of things you will be utilizing and working with. And this is more than something to give you to do for the time. This is actually an opportunity for you, each one of you here, each one of your partners who is here with you, each of you, to come forward in great grace, remembering that you are gods and goddesses, that you have lived lives much greater than you are living now. You have lived lives on planets that have wonderful, wonderful sounds and smells and are at peace at all times. You come from wonderful planets that have a sense of sound about them at all times. You have come from all over the galaxy. And so you ask, why should we bother with this if it is going to happen no matter what? You could not pay attention to what is happening. But you came here to be a light worker. You came here to have your eyes open. You came here to make sure that you were leading the world on the path that was going to assist all in their ascension. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I wonder if this has any correlation to Earth 2.0, whether Earth 2.0, I've been told, has already been prepared as another planet, much more mild climate, no wild swings. Is that planet really to be used for Terran humans at this point? I mean, it seems like we're already ascending into 5D, so there really wouldn't be a need for another planet such as this or close to this.
Not for us, not for you, any of those in this part today, not for you. But there is another place where those who have not agreed to the rules, have not decided that they wanted to follow exactly what you are going to be doing, they will be moved to another planet. But this is such a small percentage of those. And they will have no memory of this planet. They will be memories of other things that they have done, but no memories of those on this planet. So do not worry about that. You have a much grander experience in front of you, not only on this planet, but also others. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes.
Saint Germain, there was another channel who indicated that the mentors from inner or hollow earth would be and are currently arriving on the surface to begin assisting us. There was a comment mentioned that hearing the doorbell on our house in the middle of the night was actually a communication from these mentors of their intention to connect with us and get an entry into our lives. And I have to be honest, I mean, my doorbell's ringing in the middle of the night, and increasingly so. And any feedback? Personal or
I also
public?
Said that today, that those of us from Hollow Earth, Middle Earth, are coming to the surface, as some of us as mentors.
Uh-huh.
Not all of us, but some of us. Your mentors are being transported to you previously as well as now. You've had your mentors with you in energy for quite a while. And in that energy, you have come to know them, and you will recognize them when you see them in your homes, in your doorsteps. The doorbell is a good indicator that there's someone there to see you. If it works for you, it works for you. We would say that galactics are going to be your mentors, that those from this planet, inside the planet, will be your mentors. There are so many who are called to the planet who will be mentors. Every person will have their own mentor. Is it your mentor sitting with you today as this partner who chose to be with you not only for this weekend but also chooses to be with you through everything that you do? Everything that you do. Take a moment to look at this person who is with you, the being that is with you. Open your heart to them. What do you hear from them? They are so glad to be here with you today and to share in the moments of wonder and magnitude. So again, close that communication. We have more questions from this group.
The one who calls himself Cobra has spoken a great deal about the event. As a matter of fact, I think he may have been the first one that coined that term. For all of us. And everything that he has basically said all along has been coming true. Like when people say the reval is going to happen or Nassar is going to be announced or whatever, he's been the one that's been saying, no, the event will happen first or along with it at the same time. So he's recently come out and said that the Agarthans are opening the various entrances to Hollow Earth, and that he even asked for people that know of these entrances to get in touch with him. First of all, do you know what I'm speaking about here?
Yes, I do.
Can you comment on that any further then?
He has been very honest from his point of view, and has told many truths in his work. And we have said today that Agartha is a point where many, many of the mentors and those of us who live here are coming to the surface. And we are also coming to the surface through other portals around the planet. We know very well where these are, so we do not need to have a list of where to go.
Right.
He is overstepping bounds a little bit by asking others to send them the names of places where they can expect to see the Agartha. He needs to hold back a little bit For this is indeed happening. It is happening around the world, not just in Mount Shasta. And so we will give him a nod for the work that he does and say that in this particular circumstance, he is right about the mentors coming, but he does not need to know from where. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Do we have anyone on the phone that has a question?
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Peter, and I just wanted to extend my love and appreciation and gratitude for all the eons preparing.
Well, Mary Lou, thank you. Thank you. You know, for me, I live a life that is, let us say, a little roguish. There are times that I like to have my fun. I like my wine. I have liked my women. I have liked life. And I know that there has been so much that has gone wrong with life as the years have continued to roll forward. And so this, indeed, so many things have been planted. So many things have been perpetuated in silence so that no one knew what was going on until the last moment. We say this because we enjoy all of you so very much. So very much. And everything that you will experience will be a part of my life as well. Okay? Thank you.
And are you going to be incarnating again into humanity?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I have had my fun, madam. I have had my fun. I've enjoyed myself. But it is time to, I am also ascending with all of those who are in service to you or working on all of these. I am ascending as well. So I have new responsibilities to take over and to work on when this is complete. This is why, this is the end of this, and why we are excited to know that you are coming your own there.
Would you say that the fifth dimension or ascension, I mean, is this the Christ consciousness that we're moving into, or is that even a higher vibration frequency?
It's not really the Christ consciousness specifically. That isn't embodied by many of those who are in the Ascended Masters and realm of being. However, you will have your hearts open and loving and sharing much more of that Christ consciousness experience than you have ever had before. The Christ consciousness grid that you visit in your groups each week to work from, to send love into this planet, to send love to one another and outward to the solar system. That is a place where you can exhibit that love now. And as you move in your frequency, you will feel your heart open completely. Okay? Yes. Yeah.
Greetings, Master Saint Germain. I wanted to greet you, number one. And number two, I wanted to ask you, what will happen to our soul after ascension? Do we merge with our higher selves? Or is our soul like, is it discontinued? What happens when ascension happens? Because I know, you know, the soul is here, but the higher self, the spirit, is somewhere else. Thank you.
Thank you, Moses. Thank you for the question. What will happen? You will see all of those multiple lifelines come together into one person. We'll see all of those timelines come together into one person. You will see as your higher God self comes down to be one with that person. You will see that when you go into healing chambers in other areas, either on the planet or in ships, when you go to your healing chamber, you are going to be able to dial in how much you want to weigh, what sex you want to be, what do you want to do with your life, what do you want to look like. Combining all of those factors in your life, you will have time to look at those, examine those, think about those before you make your decision about going into that healing chamber. So when you come out, you are that soul. You are that experience. You are all of those things wrapped into one. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, take your drinks. Make sure you visit with your partner. Does your partner have a question that they'd like to ask? Seems as though we have come to an end of questions.
Can you tell me who my partner is?
Pardon?
Can you tell me who my partner is?
I cannot do that. I am sorry for that.
And is it
that is why we are giving you many, many experiences this weekend. One who serves and all of those who come through Susan. We're giving you the experience every day to know who your partner is and to know what they mean to you and what they give you in your day-to-day life and what they hold for you for your future. Diane, I think you had a question.
Oh, how did you know that? Yes, I do. My twin flame is asking, we were separated once. Once we do ascension and we reach our higher realm, will we be separated again or will we be together eternally?
You will have very long lives when you come together. You may decide after 450 years you're tired of them. You may decide that you've come together for the time, you've come together and enjoyed one another, and it is time now to separate again and head off to new adventures.
Thank you.
Yes.
Will there be a mass wedding ceremony?
I love it.
You will see that the marriage concept is very different. The birth concept will be very different. Everything will be very different. The funeral concept will be very different. Marriage is something that binds people in this third dimension. It is something that keeps you together. Whether or not you want to be together, you want to share your specialness with someone else. When you move into the fifth dimension, you will see opportunities for sharing with others, for caring with others. You are going to share intimacy very differently. You are going to have babies. Yes, you will. But there will be work with many others. Will be work with those who you in your family and with your partner, as well as the whole village that you are operating within. This is a group opportunity to bring a new soul in to share. So all of your experiences with life in the 3D, they are going by the by. Okay.
And I'm wondering, once we finish our contract, that
to come back to this planet, or can we continue exploring other planets?
You can do what you want.
Oh, good.
You can do what you want. You get to the other side, and you see things through new eyes, and you see the opportunities to have adventure on the other, on other planets, in the skies, and in this planet as well. You will find yourselves, all of you, will find yourselves traveling through many different areas of this planet and all. You will find yourselves so pleased with what you're experiencing. Yes. Well, I hope that you have had a wonderful time with me today.
We have.
Wonderful time. Wonderful food, wonderful drinks, sitting on this wonderfully soft grass, watching others as they go by, watching the waters fall through the fountain. All of these things are yours. They are what you are experiencing right now. They are real. We are going to take you from this higher dimension that you're sharing with me. Take you back to your white, golden light pillar in the middle of the park here. Have you all step into the circus as a group, including your partners, bring them with you. And you have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Enjoy this time, for it is preparing you. It is preparing you for your now, which you think of as your future. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Take
call recording off.
And into this room. And each of us move into our chairs and sit down. Say goodbye to that one who came back with you. They will be with you. They will not get in your way. We'll share with you. We have a dog that is helping us come back to you. So move your fingers and your toes and know that you are here whole and relaxed. Thank you.
Think how close we are.
Uh-huh.
That's what
I agree.
If she's shutting it down and walking
up close to the arc of the event.
Which is what
Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying, too.
I got that, too.
No, now.
No, you don't.
No,
I don't.
No.
I don't.
Let it go.
Let it be.
Yeah. We think about the money because we want to leave our jobs. Like, I had a really bad day on Wednesday, a really bad meeting where it just slammed me down to 3D. For 2.5 hours, it was just grueling. And, you know, I'm never going to put myself through a day like that again. So.
Was it like giving birth to a negative entity?
Two males, the owner of the company and his sidekick, and they were just...
Always our fault.
You know, it wasn't anything I did wrong, but they didn't understand what they were looking at. They wouldn't listen to me. They wouldn't look at me. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Darn it.
So, yeah, I would like to leave my job because I feel like my vibration is higher, but...
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
I think all these things
the time
are coming to the function. And that's what I experienced in Florida. I was saying goodbye to those people. And I knew I would never do
that. How can I do that? People were detaching.
Because I was really seeing them. You know, I recommended, I don't know how many times that they checked out, you know, what we had. And, you know, so... But it was something I had to go through. I knew that. I knew I had to go and say goodbye. So that's what's happening to you.
It's happened to a lot of us over a period of time. Sue left her home that, you know, she'd been living in, and the partners that she had there, call a partner, not a partner, but a friend,
yeah.
A friend that you were living with, and dropped everything and moved into Mahendran's home. And, we moved after 20 years from Phoenix to Payson. You know, we probably go around the room and something's shifting for everybody at some level.
Like when I got ready, you know, when I was, I wasn't even thinking about retiring, you know, I was just nothing with doing.
Norma, can we keep it down just a little bit?
Maybe we all just need to retire.
And so it was just like, you know, I mean, it was just that little nudge that just came to me. And then everybody said, really? And go, yeah, and they said, well, when? I go, well, you know, I don't know. Let me look at it. But it'll be this year. And so it's like, oh, you know, about it. I mean, I'm thinking about it. I hadn't thought about it before, you know.
I can relate to you perfectly because I have really loved my job.
Yeah.
And retirement was the furthest thing from my life.
Yeah.
And after I was out with my surgery, I had 6 weeks off and I had time to really contemplate and really think. And I went back in. The first day back, I told my boss, I said, you got a year and I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you just knew it.
Yeah.
You just knew it.
Yeah. And see, I had already shifted from what I was, the other job that I was doing. And I went to one that wasn't so, you know, it wasn't a lot of stress stuff. It was just what I needed to just go in and do my work every day and not be stressful. And when I left and everybody was saying, oh, you got just in time. You should be glad you left this one because things just went crazy, started going crazy, you know. And so that's why, and then it was like, oh, okay, I think. And, wow.
But you have to feel comfortable.
Yeah. And I felt, yeah. So I said, okay, and then I, as the time goes, oh, well, you know, I said, well, July 3rd, I'll be making 15 years. So, okay, I think I'll. This was like March or something like that. Maybe I go, you know, I think I'll wait till after July. And then anytime after that, I'll set my date. And so it did. And so I did, you know, and I did. And I go, well, let me see. Vacation time, extra days I got. And I looked and I said, okay, well, let's see. I think I'm going to leave and just go out. So I went out on December 20th. Then we went back. You know? And that was the end of it.
Well, it definitely is a great feeling.
Yeah, it
is. Retired, as long as you have, we're doing what we're doing now. That's wonderful. And I have my nonprofit humanitarian project, and I'm working with the people and helping and mentoring people. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful life.
You have the time to do what you want.
Yeah, it is. You can sleep as long as you want to sleep.
Start right away.
Meditate as long as you want to meditate.
What do you do, Cheryl?
Yeah, Jenny, Johnny.
Accounting.
Okay.
Yeah, for like 11 businesses that have to close. Extremely mental.
Yeah.
And
it was fun.
It was fun, but up until like the last 2 months, it's just been my heart's racing.
Part of it is at a consciousness level, we all know all that is shifting.
Yeah.
There ain't going to be any need for accounting anymore.
Right.
There isn't going to be any need for hospital type stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Not like we know it now, anyway. All of the various things that people work on, we're not going to be needing anymore. And we know that at a consciousness level, we're very aware, we being us and those on the phone and everything, we're aware of this shift that's happening. And, you know, we think we don't need to do this anymore, you know?
But is that going to shift, like, automatically overnight? Or
no.
There's going to be a time.
It can be. It can be a shift overnight. It can be.
But think of.
Because that's why we're
usually
coming
it's something
up
that
with
leads
these,
up to it.
These humanitarian
right.
projects are to bring us to that point.
Right.
Okay. But you know what? It can be the reason why many of us are wishing for the money. Not because, the money, because we know there's a lot better life besides that money. We're looking for something else. But in her case, she wants the money so she can drop off by that job.
Yeah.
It's part of the transition.
Yeah.
So it's part of the transition.
Yeah.
I want the money to show other people how they can support themselves without having to worry about whether the food distribution system is there or not. Now, obviously, we're not going to have to worry about that, but it would be nice to be able to use some of that to show people you can be totally independent, you know.
I'd like to have the money just to make people happy. Here! That's what I would like to have money for. I've been praying for years and years and years, I say, since I was 18, that, Father, just give me a whole bunch of money to bless other people with.
And they won't necessarily make them happy, but it will cut down a lot of the...
But at first it will.
With day-to-day things. It'll cut down the stress and the worry of not having enough to,
right.
to live daily, you know, without being under that stress of trying to survive.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be all about, is to bring about balance,
right.
to bring
right.
about
that's
a position where we don't need to worry about survival
yep.
anymore.
Right.
We can now focus on enjoyment
yeah.
and, you know, doing things higher level. You might call it higher level things, art, music, you know, whatever
think
it is.
About where
but
humanity
big,
would be. It always been like that.
But that'll
right.
create a big shift in itself with people to relieve that worry and that
that's
stress.
That's it.
Of
that's
it.
That's,
see,
it. That's what
know?
The money is for.
That's what it's for.
Yeah.
To relieve
balance.
That stress.
Balance.
Yeah.
The problem is the more you ask about money, the more the response you get is, have you worked on raising your frequency?
Yeah.
Have you worked on your
right.
consciousness?
Yeah.
There is a direct connection to the reval happening and how much we hold
mm-hmm.
the civilization in Ohio.
Oh, yeah. But it's up to us.
Yeah, because the money itself is a frequency.
Right.
But still,
although
it's
not high.
People, so it's like a double-edged sword.
Not a high
frequency. That stress, that big part of that stress, you know, it's keeping everybody there, you know, keeping the people there in that stress to where it's like,
yeah.
it's like not being able to see the forest for the trees.
Right. Right.
Because you're in that stress of that looking straight at that money situation, you know?
Yeah, this world wouldn't be even exist as we know it if humanity on this planet had grown up like the Pleiadians or for the past maybe few hundred thousand years where there was no money. I mean, if there was no money, none of us would, I mean, we would all be working on spiritual things. We would all be working on improving humanity. We would all be working on, as an engineer like myself, I would find more efficient ways for propulsion.
compulsion and everything else, but you can't do those things while you're thinking about stressing about money.
Yeah.
But you can't stress about money. You have to just let it be behind you. I used to be a fundraiser when I was at the YMCA, and the way I taught fundraising is that you never think about the money. You have this cup that's behind you. You do your work, you be happy, you live your life, and one day you look behind you and the cup is overflowing with money. And I never worry about money. I don't care what happens. I ended up spending $2,000 on my Lexus to get it ready for this. You know, I told you about a couple of times I went before it was over $2,000.
Yeah.
And I'm still the happy. I do not think about money.
You're talking to a group of people that's got a different understanding of that. So we know that, but you
got to get to that attitude.
Yeah. But not what I'm saying is you're talking to a group of people that know that you know who raise our country.
You're talking to the choir, no
way. Yeah, I know.
I'm talking about the people out there that don't want to hear this stuff, that don't know about it. Those are the ones that can't get out of the thought of the money.
But here's the thing. We don't have to worry about them. That's what they keep telling us. Don't worry about them. Everything will be as it's going to be. It's all part of the orchestration.
Right.
And when the event happens, and that consciousness shift, as Saint Germain was saying, he said it perfectly, as that consciousness shift, you know, that wave goes across the planet. The way I pictured it, as he was saying that, what I pictured is all of a sudden, people just feel this sense of bliss come over them, and they have no idea where it's coming from. There's where they get knocked on the floor kind of thing, because it's so powerful. And then where we come in, and we can then, you know, as they, you know, the way he put it, we can pick them up, or Mother Gaia said, I don't remember who now. But we can pick them up, yeah, right. You know, help them.
But what I was getting to was
help them cross the finish line, you know, like Sananda says all the time, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, so we're not supposed to be concerned, I don't think, anyway, about all the people out there.
Well, I'm not. I wasn't saying that I'm concerned about that. I'm saying that she's saying we should be, not focusing on money. What I'm saying, as a group of us, we know more about that, not necessarily. So
it's the other people.
It's the other people.
That's what we should be teaching other people, though.
There is no should. No, we shouldn't be doing anything.
Well,
that's
just, we can't use the word.
That is not up to us to teach anybody that isn't ready to be taught.
The people that come to me, they are ready because they say a word or something to let me know they're ready. Otherwise, I don't go into my little speech ever.
You don't need to do anything, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Just don't show up at work. Kick back, cruise.
That's pretty.
Okay, one at a time, please. It's probably driving the people on the phone crazy, like everybody's talking all at once.
I have a question. How many have heard the knock from your mentor?
Oh, me.
I've heard it like on my building early in the morning as I'm waking up. Boom, boom, boom. Even on my door twice.
Yeah.
Go to the door. There's nobody there.
Yeah.
I just remembered the doorbell thing. When I was not. Guys, please.
Mom,
please.
Wait for you. Sorry.
When, not here in this house yet, I haven't, but now I remember. Back in our other house, I would hear the doorbell ring all the time, and I would think somebody was in. Sometimes it was late at night, and there was nobody there or anything like that, and I didn't even think about it until just now.
That's great.
You know,
no, the door is the one.
That's true.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. We didn't know you yet. Not this lifetime, anyway. Not this.
But
no.
I hear like creak and knock, and I thought, oh my God, my condo is settling. You know,
I'm thinking my house is too old now to be still trying to sell. It's 16 years old. You know, it shouldn't be.
It's a definite. You know.
Yeah.
No, I'm not knocking on the door.
Oh no, I'm not.
Boxing
recognize the knocks are heavier and
yeah,
louder.
They're heavy. They're like over here.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But
last week or so, the doorbell rang twice.
Oh.
I mean, it sounds like
no
and I have to stop to listen now. I stopped that going. Talking.
Yeah.
She said, well, there's some telepathy's coming on.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
Yeah.
I have that little partner of yours talking to you.
Uh-huh.
So my question about
one at a time, please.
My question about the event is that it's coming from the central sun, and so is this a consciousness from the central sun that is like expanding and leaving the central sun? And even though it's going to touch every human being on the planet, it has a cohesive consciousness. That
it's a higher vibrational consciousness.
That is in and of itself that it's going to join with us.
Yep.
That's
it. This time that it's
going to
be this like big energy wave
impulse. Yeah. But what's going to happen to the central sun when this, all this energy leaves the central sun?
Nothing. Okay.
Have you been feeling the pulses over the past year or so?
What they call the waves.
Yeah.
The waves have been
coming. I think it's similar, a little bit similar to the pulse, right? Just like a little bitty piece of it.
What, the waves?
Yeah, the waves.
Very, very bitty
sometimes
piece.
Sometimes very little.
Yeah.
But can I say something now?
Yeah.
Her and I were putting the Christmas tree up. We had the music playing. We were in a happy, happy mood. And we heard this knock on the door. I even texted Cheryl and told her. And we opened the door. Nobody was there. Heard it again as soon as we sit back down. So finally, the baby girl says, Mima, just don't answer the door. Just don't worry about it.
The postman always rings twice.
it did that. I'll say 6 or 7 times while we were putting up
wow.
the tree. And then the next night, we're staying in the bed watching a movie, and there it comes again. And
yeah.
and we checked the door. Nobody's there. And I checked Cheryl again. I said, well, I think those are mentors. And maybe we're just like right at the dimension where they're getting ready to knock for real, and we're kind of like getting there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I opened the door wide. I'm like, come in.
Come on in.
Give me my new assignment so I can stop doing accounting.
Or in the case of somebody went to the Jehovah's Witnesses and stuff coming to the door, and somebody said, well, you know, what should we do to avoid it? And remember what the one who served
don't
said?
Don't
open the door.
Yeah.
That's
what
it was last Saturday, I think.
No, that was
a little ring of doorbells. And I hadn't even got dressed. It was kind of like about 10 o'clock, but I was on the phone. And so, and I thought, oh, and I normally don't open the door. And I got a sign on my window, listening, you know, right at my kitchen window. But I'm thinking, and I opened the door, and there were these two women standing there, and they just, they start talking about, Lord, I'm on the call right now. And then, oh, well, thank you, you know.
Yeah.
Is there? Spiritualist.
No, I didn't, because I was talking on the call, and I just said, and I had to went over the door with one, and I said,
people on the phone, we have all these conversations going on here at a time, so I apologize for that. Is there anything anybody wants to say on the phone? Is anybody still there? Anybody want to say anything? Otherwise, we're going to end the call here now, and we'll be back on at 8 o'clock tonight for the finale of tonight anyway, and that is the guided meditation and group multi-level awareness, which I will explain what a multi-level awareness is tonight, and going to the healing chambers, but in a way that we've not done yet as a group together here. Anybody on the phone want to say anything?
It's Rudy and Glendale just saying thank you, and unfortunately I won't be able to be there with you all this evening. I have a prior commitment, but I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, great.
All right, Rudy.
Okay.
Have a great night.
All right, you too.
We're all here for you.
All right.
Hello?
Well, I've been sitting here all day. I've been sitting in this waiting room. Well, I've been sitting here all day. I've been sitting in this waiting room. And I've been waiting on my friends. Yes, I'm waiting on this conference call. All alone. And I'm on hold. Well, yes, I'm on hold. I hope it's not all day. Well, I wonder where they are. Yes, I wonder where...